Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. Here's what Luke writes. John's disciples told him about all these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is coming, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to ask you, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" Have you ever had doubts about Jesus? John the Baptist did. When he baptized Jesus in the Jordan, it seemed so real and so right, but sitting in a dark prison about to lose his life, that's the context of today's passage, John wondered if he was dying for the right purpose, if he was dying for the right person. He sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus face to face, "Are you the Messiah or not?" Jesus addressed John's fears with facts. He told these disciples to go back and tell John what they had seen and heard. At Jesus' touch, the blind could see, the lame could walk, the deaf could hear, the lepers walked away clean, and the dead were raised to life. On top of all that, the good news was preached to the poor. These were the things that the Old Testament predicted of the Messiah. Jesus was indeed the one sent from God. Now, Jesus didn't blast John for doubting. He never will. Instead, he provided truths that restored faith. He does the same thing today. Jesus knows that we are mortal. He knows our propensity to follow hard after him 1 minute and then kind of be skeptical the next. He speaks to us through his word and his spirit. He provides all we need to regain our spiritual footing. Faith can be fleeting in our flesh, but Jesus restores our faith with a reminder of who he is and what he has done. Lord Jesus, there are times when I doubt. It settles in slowly like an evening fog and clouds my mind. It causes me to wonder and question. Thank you for your gentle restoration, for reminding me of truth, and thank you for the way you're at work in my life. Thank you for your gentleness, even in my doubt. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, maybe you're experiencing some doubts today. We'd love to pray for you. You can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and we'd love to pray with you and for you.